I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, Chief Meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Alabama Department of Education Superintendent Tommy Bice says he'll propose raising teacher salaries over the next 3 years. Bice said yesterday his department would recommend raising teachers' salaries 5% in the fiscal year 2017, which begins next October. The state government will have the final word on public school spending next year. According to the department, the raise would cost about $160 million. Bice says he'll seek additional raises in 2018 and 2019 with the goal of bringing teacher salaries in line with inflation. Alabama teachers with a bachelor's degree start at $36,867 a year. A master's degree bumps that starting salary to $42,395. Since 2008, educators have received just one salary increase, a 2% raise in 2013. A new study says residents of several Alabama cities are having a hard time holding on to their money. The new report from the online financial site WalletHub puts Birmingham among cities that are the worst in credit scores, saving, and earning money. Several other Alabama cities ranked near the bottom. Jill Gonzalez is a spokeswoman for WalletHub. She says there are many factors that contribute to wallet wellness in a city.
First, we just looked at the median annual income adjusted by cost of living. In Birmingham and the Mobile area, it's about $32,000 by year. That's on the lower side. We saw upwards of $80,000 in some of these cities that performed a lot better.
Mobile and Birmingham have ranked among the lowest in wallet wellness for the past 2 years. Gonzalez says with Black Friday and the start of the holiday shopping season coming up, setting a budget can help keep consumers out of financial trouble. Third-ranked Alabama is heading to Starkville, Mississippi tomorrow to face 20th-ranked Mississippi State. The Bulldogs are 7-2 on the season, while the Crimson Tide is 8-1. Coach Nick Saban and his team know that MSU is very good on both sides of the ball.
This is going to be a real challenge in preparation, you know, for our offense, and it's going to be really important that, you know, our guys have a good understanding of what they need to do to be able to execute, you know, against this multiple front defense.
With two SEC contests remaining, Alabama controls its destiny to get to the SEC championship with a 5-1 record in conference play. Kickoff is set for 2:30 p.m., and tomorrow's game will be televised on CBS. Now your forecast.
Lots of sunshine on this Friday. We'll top out in the mid-60s tonight. Clear and cold. Overnight lows in the 30s. Look for frost for areas near north of Interstate 20. As for the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, we'll top out in the 60s. Upper 50s for North Alabama will be much cooler. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.